Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Monday, February 12th, 2024, 9:07 a.m. on this Monday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Once again, it's the Morning Show. Glad you've joined us for another edition, looking at local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. And we've got quite a bit for you this morning, starting off with some news out of Montezuma County, where the Sheriff's Office shared some information earlier this past week on a report detailing drug seizures done by the Montezuma Cortez Narcotics Investigation Unit in 2023. Bailey Duran with a detailed report, talking with Sheriff Office Detective Victor Galarza, a record amount of drugs seized. Galarza told the Cortez Journal that the numbers are staggering, saying that Cortez has no doubt become a regional hub for distribution based on the previous investigations. Sergeant added that they sit on a secondary route of drug trafficking. But it's not just that. He says it's the organizations that have found Cortez to be just right for their illegal activities. During 2023, the narcotics team seized narcotics, including just shy of 280 pounds of methamphetamine, nearly 2 pounds of fentanyl, 7.5 pounds of cocaine, and nearly 27 pounds of ketamine. The team shared that the large numbers are disturbing because officers believe that they intercepted about an estimation of 15 to 20% of narcotics brought into a community. The narcotics investigation unit say they know of 23 drug trafficking organizations that are active in the area, and they say that distribution can take place anywhere, and said they've even seen happen in afternoon in parking lots and businesses in Cortez, and even in front of a church in the early afternoon. So that's the alarm out from Montezuma Cortez Narcotics Unit. Again, they had a big bust not long ago. They had an investigation, I think, with nine arrests, if that's right. Yeah, 9 suspects pleading guilty after a federal Hot Summer Nights investigation that took place last year. So it's being attacked, but again, concerning news out of Montezuma Cortez with meth and fentanyl remaining the largest problem in the area. Bailey Duran again with the Cortez Journal with a great report. If you want to read more additional information, find out more details, you can check out that latest edition in or that latest report in the Cortez Journal and online at the-journal.com. Once again, it is the Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got some other news in the Red Rock listening area. You may recall there was a houseboat fire in Lake Powell. It was at the Bullfrog Marina, occurred on October 26th of 2023, so a few months back. And the National Park Service Structural Fire Investigation completed their review of the Bullfrog Marina fire. They said the point of origin was identified by the investigation team and the source of the fire was undetermined and accidental in nature. The investigation was supported with the cooperation of eyewitness photos and video submissions, and the team thanked those who cooperated in the investigation, with the impacted areas now open. So again, that was a big deal at the time, and as they promised an investigation to figure out the cause, and it was accidental in nature, undetermined, certainly not purposeful, according to the investigation. So that's a report there out of National Park Service and the Glen Canyon National Recreation Area. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock area. Bring you some news out of the Navajo Nation and the signing off on some legislation from the Navajo Nation president that'll help build the USU Monument Valley building. Also talk about the latest in the San Juan School Board, where they heard some interesting data from the SHARP survey. Again, you're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll be right back with that information. Stick with us. You're listening to The Morning Show here on Red Rock 92.7.
Hearts, love, and sweet winnings at the Ute Mountain Casino. Get ready for a month of excitement with sweet winnings. Every Saturday in February at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m., we're giving away $1,000 in cash. Every drawing. Every Sunday is Sunday Fun Day. Every hour, we're giving away $200 in cash to one lucky winner and $25 in free play to their friend. Sweet winnings and Sunday Fun Day await at Ute Mountain Casino.
This week, a story of resilience amidst injustice unfolds at the Moab Museum. Join us Saturday, February 17th for the free public opening of A Moab Prison Camp, Japanese American Incarceration in Grand County. The former CCC camp at Dalton Wells, 14 miles north of town, transformed for 106 days in 1943. Dive into this history in our own backyard and its lasting legacy by visiting moabmuseum.org. Stop by 118 East Center Street in Moab from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs. Call them today.
Spring's right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, has all your seed starter needs covered. Garden and flower seeds are here. The January white sale has been extended through February. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you celebrate spring with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, right next to Walker's True Value.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Monday, February 12th, 2024, 9:16 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Let's take a look at some news throughout the area, including the latest out of the San Juan School Board meeting in January. Members of the school board reviewed the Utah Student Health and Risk Prevention Survey data, also known as SHARP. Project manager with the Utah Department of Health and Human Services, Mary Johnston, presented the data to the board. SHARP survey is conducted every 2 years, with Johnston reviewing trends in the district, noting that in San Juan County, Utah, students are more likely to be experimenting with marijuana or using marijuana regularly than they are to be using alcohol. Also, the district shows that county 6th and 8th graders are using vape devices at a rate that is higher than the state average. Survey also showed the San Juan County youth perceive less risk in using substances than students across the state. However, the majority of local students also say they believe their parents would not approve of substance abuse, with parents having conversation with their children at a higher rate in San Juan County than the rest of Utah. The data also showed that San Juan County 6th graders indicated a higher than state suicide ideation and self-harm, and also noted that students in most grades are more likely than other Utah students to skip school due to feeling unsafe at school or on their way home or to and from school. However, bullying and cyberbullying rates are lower in San Juan County than most of the state. Additionally, San Juan students say they are more likely to indicate they have plenty of opportunities to be involved in sports, clubs, to feel safe at school, and receive praise from their teachers than the rest of Utah. San Juan school students are also more likely to enjoy school, find education meaningful and important, and believe it will benefit them in the future. So, some interesting data trends there from that Sharp survey, how the San Juan County students compare to the rest of the nation and to the rest of Utah. Some numbers that you like to see, some that you hope to see change. But that information just shared can be found in the latest edition of the San Juan Record, also available online at sjrnews.com. At that same school board meeting, district staff were recognized with the Sweet Job Award, including Montezuma Creek Elementary School faculty Nellie Totsoni was recognized, and White Horse High paraprofessional Valerie Harvey also recognized for their work in the schools. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, Navajo Nation President Boo Nigrin went ahead and signed legislation to approve some funding for the USU Monument Valley building. The state-of-the-art academic facility will provide access to higher education in the local community. Navajo Nation President Boo Nigrin welcomed Council Delegate Herman Daniels, USU Program Director Donald Mose, university staff, and students to a legislation signing ceremony last week approving funding to help construct the academic facility. It's adjacent to Monument Valley High School in Utah, and the university will offer certificates, associates, bachelor's, master's, and doctorate degrees, endorsements, and many other specialized options, including specialized facilities for nursing and welding. Venue will incorporate business and community spaces to host meetings, events, and gatherings. Council, Navajo Nation Council approved $500,000 from the Navajo Nation Fund to assist with the construction cost of the project, estimated to be $14 million. The state of Utah has contributed $5 million to the project, and USU President Elizabeth Cantwell has also pledged $5 million and committed to pledging additional dollars. Utah Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson said she firmly believes in the long-term benefits that we'll have in the heart of the community, with Mr. Donald Mose stating that the project will be significant to President Nigrin's legacy, bringing top-notch and competitive education closer to home. President said in a statement thanking Speaker Curley, Delegate Daniels, the council, and legislative branch for continuing to partner our branches together to bring modern facilities and competitive opportunities through education to Navajo. He said bringing this level of education closer to home seeds reality in achieving higher education, also providing a balance of school culture and family responsibilities in our homeland, said Nigrin. So, again, big news there out of Navajo Nation, as they've pledged $500,000 to go along with $10 million pledged towards the estimated $14 million to build that new project. And again, it's been a lot of entities working together on it as well. San Juan School District, you know, was the one that was able to approve that to be built on their trust lands that the district owns in Monument Valley, Utah. So lots of different entities involved in making that new building possible. So that'll be exciting once it comes online. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more for you this morning, including funeral notices, a celebration of life for Martin Joe Espinoza, age 50, of Moab, are at 11 a.m. on Saturday, February 17th, at the Moab LDS Stake Center on Locust Lane there in Moab. And for more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary. Once again, it's the morning show on 92.7. We'll take a quick break and be back. You're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our four branch locations or visit DesertRiversCU.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable, real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
The Doobie Sisters, Montezuma County's only family-owned and operated recreational cannabis dispensary, is excited to announce the opening of their second location in Mancos. Find great deals during happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6 and shop a newly expanded inventory. There's always something for everyone at the Doobie Sisters. Order online at DoobieSistersCo.com. The Doobie Sisters, the best cannabis customer experience in the Four Corners since 2016.
Come check out the big bargains this month at Walker's True Value Hardware and Lumber Yard in Moab. Four packs of GE HD LED bulbs are $13.99. Duracell AA and AAA 8-packs just $8.99. Rubbermaid 32-gallon wheel trash cans $19.99. Plus, stock up on winter staples like ice melt, heaters, insulation tape, and fire pits. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Monday, February 12th, 9:26 a.m. That's One Bad Apple by the Osmonds. The song was written by George Jackson, who had originally had the Jackson 5 when he wrote it, but they chose to record ABC instead. Now, you may have heard that one as well, but that song by the Osmonds, One Bad Apple, that was the number one song in the U.S. in 1971, 53 years ago today. Once again, it's the morning show. Taking a look at some other news and happenings. Today is National Clean Out Your Computer Day. They call it a desktop for a reason, I guess. Some of us have messy physical desks, and some of us have messy desktops on our computers. I unfortunately have both. So today, I guess, is the day you choose to clean up your computer, clean out your computer day. Again, it's the morning show. Taking a look, naturalist Charles Darwin was born today on February 12th, 1809 in England. So it's Darwin's day. Other birthdays, President Abraham Lincoln was born February 12th, 1809. Self-educated lawyer, Lincoln rose from a modest background to become one of the greatest presidents of the U.S. 16th president of the country, is also known as Honest Abe and the Great Emancipator, playing a crucial role in establishing a truly democratic government, abolishing slavery, modernized economy, led the country during the American Civil War. Abraham Lincoln once said, "Folks are usually about as happy as they make up their minds to be." Singer Michael McDonald is 72 today, lead singer for the Doobie Brothers. Arsenio Hall is 68, and basketball legend Bill Russell was born 90 years ago today. Taking a look at birthdays, happy birthday to Scott Wayne Christensen, Kirsten Anderson. Also, happy birthday to Aaron Blair. Let's see, we may have some others to check as well. While we do that, weekend birthdays for Teresa Frankham Wood, Lachlan Stowe, Candy Hudgens, Barbara Curtis, Cherry Benj, and Mark Hugentobler. So happy birthday to those celebrating over the weekend. Once again, if you want to give a birthday shout out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com. Once again, morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today online at flyredtail.com or you can give them a call at 435-259-7421. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. Going to send you over to that, and we'll be back with a busy sports report, Super Bowl weekend, state championship wrestling in Utah. We'll be back with those. Stick with us. It's the morning show on 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour. Worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191, or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com.
Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. The Canyonlands Solid Waste District has an opening for a diesel mechanic at their facility in Moab. It's full-time work and pays from $22 to $27 an hour depending on experience, and it includes a great benefits package. You'll work on a variety of diesel and gasoline vehicles and equipment. Download an application online at swssd1.org or call 435-259-6314 for more information. The mailing address is 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital.
Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. Also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, marketing assistant, and patient care tech, full-time and part-time at night. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Worldmark Moab has immediate openings for an experienced maintenance manager with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Come join a dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. San Juan Clinic Monticello seeks a clinic manager and Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonlands Solid Waste District has several openings. Mechanic, lube tech, heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are all needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including Environmental Health Director, Full-Time Economic Development Specialist, Sheriff's Deputy in the North District, Part-Time Senior Center Aide in Blanding, and a 32-hour-a-week Victims Advocate position that includes benefits. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225.
White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the chef tomorrow role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. Consignments will be accepted March 14th through April 3rd from 8 to 6 daily and April 4th from 8 to 5. The deadline to list items on the advertising flyer is March 3rd. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Alan at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into this stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Do you have pain, numbness, or tingling in your arms and hands that makes it hard to function or sleep? Precision Rehab can help. Precision Rehab is San Juan County's hand therapy clinic, where you can be treated for arthritis and elbow pain and carpal tunnel. Treatment is covered by Medicare and most insurances. Precision Rehab has clinics in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley. We're here to help you. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869. Or find out more at precisionrehabutah.com.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks, like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Monday, February 12th, 2024, 9:39 a.m. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. We got the sports report here from Rhett Sifford. Grand County boys basketball team beat San Juan 70-66 in a showdown between local rivals over the weekend. The Red Devils finished the regular season ranked 9th in the Utah 2A, and they'll host Utah Military Academy Hillfield in the first round of the state tournament Wednesday night. The Broncos are 12th, and they'll host Intermountain Christian Wednesday night. Both games tip at 7, and you'll hear the San Juan game right here on Red Rock 92 with video on streamutah.live. All other games were in Colorado this past weekend. The Mancos boys defeating Ouray and Ridgeway, improving to 11-4 on the season. They're 12th in the Colorado 2A. Dove Creek boys and girls both beat Dolores in showdowns between local rivals. Lady Bulldogs are now 13-2, ranked 5th in the 1A standings. Both Nucla teams beat Ignacio. The boys are 10-6, ranked 16th in the 1A. Both Montezuma Cortez teams split games over the weekend, beating Ignacio but losing to Pagosa Springs. Lady Panthers are 8-8, ranked 17th in the Colorado 3A. The San Juan Broncos finished 3rd in the 2A, and Monticello got 4th in the 1A. Utah State Wrestling Championships over the weekend in Richfield. Whitehorse finished 11th in the 1A tournament, and Grand was 12th in the 2A. On the girls' side, Grand County, Monument Valley, and Whitehorse finished 11th, 12th, and 13th, respectively. Mancos came up just short in the Colorado 2A Region 4 tournament in Monte Vista, finishing 2nd to Center. Nucla was the top team in the 2A Region 2 tournament in Cedar Edge, finishing 5th. Norwood was 8th, Dove Creek 10th, and Dolores 15th. And Montezuma Cortez was 10th in the 3A West Region tournament for wrestling. This is the Red Rock Morning Show, if it could be, would be a high school wrestling podcast all the time. Of course, there's not really a demand for that. So Bill and I are going to get into the weeds there, talking about Utah Wrestling State Championships over the weekend, probably tomorrow. But just want to give you some quick info. There were 9 finalists from the Red Rock country in that 1A and 2A region. Only one came out as a champion, though. That was Austin Paris of Grand County. The sophomore defeated three-time state champion and senior Russell Evans of Beaver in a 4-3 decision. Good match there. Taking a look at other finalists, just real quick, Chad Yellow of San Juan finishing 2nd, as well as Parker Snyder, J.D. Palmer, and Taylor Black all finishing 2nd. Great seasons for the Broncos. For the Buckaroos, they also had 4 finalists, all 4 finishing 2nd. Arturo Gutierrez, John Lieber, Zach Thane, and Thomas Fulmer. So congratulations to all the wrestlers on a great season. And like I said, we'll probably get into some weeds tomorrow and talk a little bit more about other placers and the tournament and other things related to that tomorrow on the morning show. So, but again, congratulations. It's a great tournament in Richfield over the weekend. Congratulations to those winners and what a tough sport. And yeah, my hat's off to all those wrestlers. Once again, it is the sports report on Red Rock 92. And there was a football game over the weekend. You maybe watched it yesterday, the Super Bowl. Kansas City Chiefs getting it done in overtime, defeating the San Francisco 49ers in just the 2nd overtime game ever in the Super Bowl. era. Wasn't great for our 3-year-old, but we persevered, and it was a fun game. So hope you all enjoyed it. Let's take a look at our regional sports teams. The Denver Nuggets over the weekend, they lost to Sacramento on Friday. Taking a look at other local teams, the Phoenix Suns, they also lost their game on Saturday to the Golden State Warriors, 113-112. And I believe, yeah, the Utah Jazz were off for the weekend, but they're back in action tonight. They host the Golden State Warriors, the Jazz do. That tips off at 7. Denver is in Milwaukee taking on the Bucks. That tips off at 6. And that'll do it for the regional sports report. And with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.